Good afternoon, folks, and welcome. This is Larkin, Texas, on this date, April 28th, 2012, for the next hour. You know this network brings you real news and information you're just not going to find anywhere else. As are you, I'm just an American, concerned about the same things you're concerned about, separating the facts from fiction, and the best investment value for our time spent together. This is why you are the essential conduit of any reliable news medium, and in what's still left of America, without a doubt. Besides all else, you're tuned to RBN, and I know it's because you still get it. We are the preferred media of a free people, and it's still Mighty Voice. This is Real Talk Radio, folks, and it is with and for real people. To join the conversation, that call-in number today is 800-313-9443. Also, check out republicbroadcasting.org and our advertisers. Well worth your visit. If you're from my neck of the woods and you're tuned to 1140 on the AM dial, that's KHFX, Fort Worth, Dallas, in the great state of Texas, then I'd especially like to hear from you. Please consider our pledge drive and then consider this. What will you do to keep this kind of news and information coming? As a listener, you are every bit a part of this network as are the voices you hear. We'll pick right back up following these messages.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Program notes of this broadcast, already posted, or any of those previous, refer to the web address, larkintexas.blogspot.com, and you will find this week's program notes titled Tea Leaves and Just an American. Cicero in 42 BC said this: a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and he carries his banners openly. But the traitor moves among those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not as a traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their garments, and he appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of a city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared. So today I want to try identifying who these fools, the ambitious, I call them lemmings or opportunists, and traitors, murderers, actually are, even by name. If you recall, last week I closed the broadcast with the observation that every time I find myself pointing a finger at something or someone as the source for my angst, my woes or travails. There are always three fingers pointing right back at me. In this way, I'm reminded that it takes two to tango. Two to tangle. For any contact or contract to be engaged, fulfilled, or triggered. Words are not always the best means in which to communicate. They're too often wielded as weapons, I think. We've all heard the old adage that actions speak louder than words. Economy and well-being always involve that acronym ART, A-R-T, attention, reputation, trust. Because without all three, a sound basis for enterprise involving another, or busyness, in Texas we call this bidness, should probably not even occur. Generally speaking, well-being and economy can only be defined by you. But all is governed by law. Not necessarily that which is man-made, and which for me is embodied in that word, counteract. As all law is territorial, and distinctly personal. It is helpful to perform this exercise. Grab a pen and a blank sheet of paper, then begin to try and clear your mind. As your paper is blank, so should your mind chatter be stilled, and your mind become as if a blank slate, a tabula rasa, if you will. Write the hyphenated word well-being near the center top of this page, then draw a horizontal line beneath it. Next, draw a vertical line down from the center of that line to, in effect, divide your paper in two by forming the capital letter T. Next, write the words needs and wants on either side, near the top, under well-being. Well-being equates to wellness, wealth, health, happiness, having easy access to a well, or a convenient source for fresh potable water. It has everything to do with what you might imagine best contributes to your very survival. First, that of necessity must be secured in order for you to survive. Then second, those things quite apart from needs. Are those things merely wanted or desired? These are the things that are what you'd list separately. First needs, then wants or desires. Sort of like you're making a wish list. In Texas, men sometimes liken this exercise to their wives making them a weekend honey-do list. On the reverse side of your paper, write the word economy. And in a similar fashion, write the word resources, then actions. Remember that economy simply is all of that which ensures the efficient management of one's household, and by extension, your life. When this is accomplished to your satisfaction, remember that you alone are the only one in the universe even remotely qualified for this task. You could almost write a screenplay or a script for how you'd like to see your experience, your story, best played out. And thus you become like a star, starring in your own Hollywood movie. But men and women often think alike, as do their progeny, which is why I've been itching to share with you two different lists. One begun a few weeks ago at the program notes entitled Melly Mellow, which listed schools of thought related to governance or management, relationship, especially to civilized human society and or to the state. And the other list is one I posted in last week's program notes, titled Word Clouds or War Clouds. Even a cursory examination of the words contained on that list, I think perhaps reflects an attempt to create a concise list for those types of thinking which impact on our lives the most today. As I read these off, I want you to imagine that school, or those schools of thought, you feel shouldn't be omitted or left off. Our aim here is to be comprehensive, yet concise. Remember that I've posited that the dominant school of thought today, especially as it relates to what we call government, or mind, behavioral control, and complex systems, is communitarianism, as its proponents assert it to be an all-encompassingism, intended to subsume all others, in one all-encompassing, one-world government control grid. Authoritarianism, instrumentalism, careerism, credentialism, monetarism, capitalism, communism, cosmopolitanism, behaviorism, socialism, among some important other isms left off my list, were in my mind at least already assumed as being influential. Yet it is the religio-philosophies surrounding money, government, religion, philosophy, and authority that keep us all bound to convention, habit, and as we shall see, to slavery. These, though, are what undergird and in some minds justify communitarianism, along with community or communitarian law. We'll pick back up after this.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Prepare and survive right now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers all over the world are worried. World-renowned experts predict economic collapse and war. The time to prepare is now. Don't miss the Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Today we're going to discover who are these scoundrels, these traitors amongst us. But before we do, if you'll refer to today's program notes, tea leaves, that's at larkintexas.blogspot.com. I don't want to fail to mention two topical links I've supplied for you today for this discussion. The first one is entitled Behavior Modification. And the second is entitled F.W. Taylor or Frederick Winslow Taylor, the father of scientific production management. The one who introduced us to time and motion studies. I begin last week's program notes, word clouds or war clouds, and I share with you what is termed correspondence in yellow. In the aftermath of the Rothschild, British Crown, Judeo-Mason, Jesuit, Socialist, Christian, Communist great achievement in winning the American War between the states, plot was hatched to also win the peace and for an extended time into the future. Just as James Warburg stated in his testimony before the U.S. Senate years later in 1950, we will have world government, whether by conquest or consent. The perpetrators knew they must formulate the plan to win the hearts and minds of the American people over. to their total subjugation and control. Like all good shepherds, they would herd their wayward stock animals towards greener pastures. Wolves in sheep's clothing were permitted to feed upon the flock, as this was seen as the tried and true way to necessarily cull them, in keeping with good breeding practice, and as well to ensure conformity to the then fashionable natural selection, origin of species theory of the day. The Crown chartered the British Fabian Society in 1884, just for this purpose. B'nai B'rith, having already been established as an exclusive all-Jewish Masonic lodge in 1843, the task before them was merely to then effect order out of chaos. Now, the focus of this research has always been religio-philosophy, and by extension, the study of schools of thought which impacted upon mankind and his true destiny the most, whether negatively or positively. Admittedly, these are pretty dry topics, not often made available for public consumption, because most researchers are seldom pressed to boil their findings down into a kind of essence that the average individual can fully fathom and then take to heart, as in a maxim of law, or an irrefutable truism, or at least a consensus.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357, TexasReady.net. And remember, nothing good comes from a can.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Looking for some scoundrels, some traitors amongst us. And we've touched upon what I've determined is the fact that all law is territorial, whether it is natural, universal, or spiritual. All law is territorial. And we spoke to irrefutable truism, to maxims of law. But we're looking for ways, at least I am in my research, I know you are as well, that these verifiable truths can be made easily replicable so that they will actually stick in the minds of those we love, even in the public mind. This gets to the matter of influence and persuasion. I call it meme theory and memetics, also what I refer to as memetic warfare, to what others refer to as cultural, biological, territorial, even as spiritual warfare. Recently, we've heard mention the word incursions. Others are wont to call these similar phenomena intrusions. And I call these things encroachments. Knowing full well, all three of us are describing injustices that if we don't remedy them, will only keep men forever at each other's throats. The legal system, however, the codified law, as it exists today, just doesn't provide avenues for redress in most instances. language being possibly mankind's oldest technology, it is critical that we learn how not to talk past one another. And I think this misuse and abuse may yet prove to be the ultimate task set before us as individuals and as a species. If not, it will be what contributes the most to our own undoing. Recall that reading equals guessing, and writing equals tracing. In any event, I'm going to try to fly through these principle-isms, or schools of thought, which I've discovered undergird or justify. I use that word justify loosely here. The emergence of global governance beneath the rubric of community or communitarian law. If I begin with that ism, that school of thought, utopianism. And for that, I suggest that you read the short read, the book entitled Utopia by Thomas More, who was the one credited with inventing this word, utopia. Now, I've already mentioned a few other words that I think are important. Words like authoritarianism, careerism, credentialism, what I call the false promises. I begin with this word following utopianism. Kabbalism, which refers in my mind also to Nietzscheism, a la Friedrich Nietzsche, who posited that there were no moral absolutes. The only absolute is that there are no absolutes. But it should be noted, Nietzscheism, just like Kabbalism, serves the communitarians and, surprisingly, the humanist as their justification for amoral behavior. Not immoral. The word is amoral. In other words, morality is simply not considered. Then there is Talmudism, which could be succinctly described as the micromanagement of all human behavior by a dominant priestly class. For reference, see the Noahide laws. Also the Jewish law of Shatar, which recognizes chattel property. Next is synarchism, which describes a theocratic rule of law or system of governance. Remember, governance is management of others, which is justified by an ancient claim of divine right and supposedly for the beneficent philosopher king's sovereign exercise of their quote-unquote will to power. Then there is this word obscurantism, coming from the word obscure, one who deliberately obscures, or an obscurant. It is a promulgation of Plato's infamous noble lie as a population or societal management tool. In most cases, think words, signs, symbols as being equal to tools, which are in turn wielded as weapons. At the root of prevailing civil society, democratic socialist, and or civic republican modes of thinking. Then there is that word utilitarianism, from that word util or utility, those devices, construct, tools, or utilities which are seen as the most useful for the most numbers of people, whilst producing the greatest amount of pleasure or happiness, doing the most good. But for whom? Jeremy Bentham, the father of utilitarianism, was responsible for that notion of a panopticon, or a model prison. With modern technological innovation, the slaver's realization of their great work has been made manifest. Then there's that word industrialism. You've heard of the industrial age. It relates to human action. Also automation. Today, robotics. The division of labor. Praxis and processes. The systematization of production, utilizing resources, including of the human or knowledge variety. See also natural capital, green economy, and or eco-fascism. See also the Club of Rome white papers. Then there is progressivism. And for that, my one notation is to see Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan. Then there is syndicalism. It consigns or assigns one to a group or two groups with defining labels, and often via contractual arrangement, even voluntary. Examples include trade unions and or trade associations. For example, like the Wobblies and the American Bar Association or the American Medical Association. Councils of Governors. Then this word humanism, also called secular humanism. This is important. It posits a so-called science of morality, but it omits what the humanists term an outmoded thing called the golden rule. No matter your thoughts on religion, the Bible, or anything along those lines, think about this thing called the golden rule and ask yourself if this thing called the golden rule is outmoded and merits no consideration in any system of law that pretends to dispense justice throughout a civilized society. It was Paul Kurtz, K-U-R-T-Z, who coined that word eupraxiphy, E-U-P-R-A-X-S-O-P-H-Y. And this is the basis for the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. See also the supremacy of communitarian law, which is a contract clause inserted in many of the so-called free trade, which is actually British mercantilism, contrary to the best interest of any nation state. In their multi and or transnational commercial instruments. From humanism, we have transhumanism. And here we have, in essence, The Marriage of Man and Machine. Why popular today? After all, humanists believe that man can become as God. And science is quite important to them, as is this thing called transcendence, even convergence, but especially singularity. Which brings us to scientism. It is the primacy of science over all other considerations. It's said to root itself in empirical observation, predicated on the scientific method and or the consensus of learned opinion. But of course, within the bought and paid for, heavily biased scientific community. And now we have that word futilitarianism, a word which combines two words, that word futile and also utilitarianism. It is the current darling of the bioethicist today, like Obama commissar Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel and people of his ilk. See, for example, its proponents' duty to die principle. Because after all, in a communitarian system, your only value is truly as an economic wage slave unit. Just another resource. Undergirding all, though, is first Darwinism and then Malthusianism. Remember, when you hear that word ism, merely a school of thought. Darwinism justifies survival of the fittest and law of the jungle mentality as bases for its foundational doctrine. Origin of species theory expressly holds that man sprung forth logically, another word I use loosely, from amorphous primordial ooze. Then, of course, from apes. It is taught today as factual human evolution. For reference, I invite you to investigate Marxist philosophy and its theories of history. We'll return following this.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
End of our list of those schools of thought which support and justify, at least in the minds of the communitarians, that all-encompassing ism called communitarianism, and by extension, community law, communitarian law. Final entry on my list is Malthusianism, which posits that human population growth be seen as the overarching and imminent global threat, and then to scientifically justify, and then to actually commit genocide. Remember that communitarianism equals capitalism plus communism plus economic corporatism or fascism plus cultural Marxism. Also Judaism. For in 1935, the American Bulletin, Rabbi Stephen Wise himself said this. Some call it Marxism. I call it Judaism. And so if you're wondering about World War III, ladies and gentlemen, let me say this. World War III began the moment World War II ended. World War III therefore began before I was even born. And the system that we are all caught up in today is by way of contract, even invisible contract. And this is why I say to myself, independence of mind and thought is really what I think all of us are after here. That and the realization of our own enslavement. Until next week, thank you for tuning in to RBN.